The Democratic Alliance in Gauteng has launched a petition to stop the Gauteng provincial government's devastating 64% cut to operational budget at Quintile 5 public schools. These cuts will come into effect on the 1st of April. A 64% reduction will force schools to pass costs directly onto parents, cut staff, or abandon services altogether. This will turn stable, well-run public schools into financial crisis zones almost overnight. This decision punishes parents who already pay school fees, volunteer their time, and keep these schools functioning. It is not driven by necessity, but by political and ideological choices. Most concerning is that these cuts come while budgets for non-core essentials continue to grow. For example, an entity called the Matthew Guarneri School of Leadership and Governance is set to receive a staggering 400 million rand in the 2026-27 financial year. This exposes a set of priorities that favors red tape and political projects over classrooms, safety, and learning. The Gauteng Department of Education has failed to provide a credible financial justification for the scale of these cuts. No risk assessment has been conducted to establish the impact of the budget cuts on schools, and furthermore, no explanation has been given for targeting frontline education spending. The consequences will be immediate and severe, namely a sharp increase in school fees, a loss of staff and support personnel, and a reduction of safety and cleanliness at schools. If implemented, learners will pay the price, not politicians. Schools will become less safe, less functional, and less dignified, while government deflects responsibility. The DA's petition calls on the Gauteng provincial government to immediately reverse the 64% cuts to Quintile 5 public schools, table a transparent line-by-line justification for any proposed budget changes, and cut waste on non-core expenditure elsewhere, not on frontline education services.